Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NWFA show in Charlotte, and I'm with Drew Hash, the Vice President of Hardwood with Shaw Industries. Drew, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Kemp.
It's been a year ago since we've talked, and I'd like to catch up with you about Shaw's hardwood business. We just finished our May annual report, and according to the numbers we've come up with, looks like you've had nice, strong growth, 7.5%, 8% growth in 15 versus 14, and you're the number two in market share in the business, right?
Well, we're fortunate we had a good 2015. More importantly, here in 16, we've started off really strong with double-digit growth through 3 months and feel really good about the balance of the year. A lot of new product, a lot of new promotional activity going on in the business. So, we feel really good about 16.
Just thinking back through the news stories we've covered, I know just recently you completed the expansion of your South Pittsburgh hardwood plant. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, first I'd say that certainly the company invested a tremendous amount of capital, over $50 million in the facility, and it's certainly a state-of-the-art of facilities you'd see anywhere in the world. From a safety, quality, and capacity point of view, again, we feel like we have the best of the best. And while I've been here at the show, the first day I've had several people in the equipment side of the business come to me and confirm that, just how impressive it is. So for our customers, what it's going to mean is high quality, on time, and again, over time, we think we really have the ability to make some really unique products within that facility. So we're excited. At this point, we are actually taking a lot of customers through. We just completed it about maybe 45 days ago, and since then, we've every week had customers through the facility. And again, they all walk out of there with a lot of excitement.
Well, I need to sign up for one of those tours. Did you increase the footprint as part of this expansion?
Yeah, we more than doubled the footprint.
Okay, so now, Shaw, from a manufacturing perspective, you make product in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, over in South Carolina, and still up in Virginia too, right?
Yeah, we're in Stuart, Virginia. We're in Bryson City in Franklin, North Carolina. And then, of course, the original Anderson assets in South Carolina and, as you said, South Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
So another thing that's in the news is, I think beginning of the year, you rolled out a very stable core that was directed at the builder market. Remind me about that.
Yeah, we have launched our new Duris product, which features Stabilitec, which is a proprietary blend, HDF blend that we've been working on. Because, and I've said this before, I think, Kemp, to you, we noticed several years ago just changes in the building construction cycle and felt like the industry needed really a new platform, something that would perform much better in really conditions that are much more difficult to deal with than any time, at least in my career.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I think one of the projects that they've taken and accepted it because of its ability to go on a newly poured floor is the Bass Pro Shop project in Chattanooga, right?
Yeah, that's true. It just went in last week, so you're right. So that particular floor, it's our first Bass Pro Shop, but yes, it's a good point. We just put that in.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about trends, product trends. Tell us a little bit about what's selling out there in the market, if you would.
Well, we continue to see this trend towards wide, long, slice, sawn faces, a little bit less texture than maybe in the past, where heavy hand scraped was the key and really driving the industry. We're now seeing more wire brushed. As far as color-wise, this is something to me is amazing, and it's not obviously just a flooring trend. It's furniture, it's wall coverings, et cetera, which is the move towards gray. And especially when you look at furniture trends, going towards those and away from the old traditional reds of cherry and oak and those kind of species, this gray thing's here to stay for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Now, hickory is still very popular as well, right?
Absolutely. Hickory for us in our solid business continues to grow. The challenge there is just how much hickory is in the woods. That's what holds you back doing more hickory.
So in other words, you say it's a limited species, so it's hard to find and to harvest?
Yeah, about 8% of the woods is hickory, so it's just not as plentiful as oak would be or a red or white oak or even maple.
All right, so let's talk real quickly. I think one of the reasons that the hardwood market is up 6 or 7% is because the builder market's doing so well, and the outlook is for that to continue the rest of this year, right?
Yeah, we're very fortunate with our relationships with a lot of the main top production builders. And again, they are all growing. Their challenge, I'm sure like everyone reads, is around labor. So there's some challenges there as far as being able to get labor to build homes and some challenges around real estate or the lots. But overall, we still feel really good, again, about the balance of 16 and in the single family mm-hmm. part of our business.
All right. So we're at the NWFA show, and you guys don't exhibit here, but I know Scott Sandlin's on the board, right?
That's correct. Scott's on the board, and this association is extremely important for our industry. We try to participate as much as we can in all the different events, absolutely.
I should add that while you don't have a space on the floor, you're still a big sponsor of some of the events here.
Absolutely, and a part of the RPP as well. So we very much appreciate what the association means to the industry.
All right, Drew, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for catching our listeners up on what's going on in the business. Again, been talking to Drew Hash, the Vice President of Hardwood at Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.